Tonight is February the 13th, or Tezayin Shvat. This is the Gemara Shir. We're on Daf Zayin Amud Beis in Masechta Sukkah. Tonight, Rabotai, at least the Gemara part, is pure mathematics. And I was not a very good mathematician. So I'm going to follow simple article translation. And then when it comes to the Lumbus, there are a couple of interesting things that have to be discussed about this. But from the bottom of Zion Amud Beis until Ches Amud Beis is just lots of circumference issues and the radius and the circumference. And it's high school math, and I forgot that a long time ago. We're on about 8 lines from the bottom. The Gemara had said that one of the people who agree that you need a diras keva, a permanent sukkah, is acherim. There were lists of people. There was Rebbe, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, and the last one on the list were Acherim, who said about 8 lines from the bottom, about 3 lines below, on top of the circle, that Sukkah hu asuya kishovach pasul psul lefi she'en lo zuvios. That a sukkah that is in the round, a round circle sukkah, is possible because it doesn't have walls. And the Gemara here is associating that that's something of very temporary nature. People don't build houses, permanent houses, in circles. That's more of a temporary structure, and therefore it fits into the category amongst those individuals who believe that sukkah needed sukkah diras keva as opposed to diras aroi. Well, once we happened to mention it, we're finished with that. We found the 5 or 6 people who believe that. Now, the Gemara is going to quote a dissenting opinion and elaborate mathematically how he allows his sukkah and who it might conform with in accordance with any of the previous standards that we had established. Omar Rav Yochanan, sukkah hu'asuya kikivshan. A sukkah that is made like a furnace, like a stove, which is round at that time. Im yesh behekefa kidei leishev ba chaf dalet b'nei adam. If within the circumference of this sukkah you can see 24 people, then the sukkah is kshera, and the sukkah is large enough, and it is kasher. V'im la psula. And if not, it's possible. Because up until now, we have only seen the type of size which is measured not in circular sukkahs, but, a rectangular or square. Either it's Zion al-Zion, Tfachim, or Dalit al-Dalit Amos. So those are square sukkahs. So he says that you would need a sukkah that is capable of housing 24 people. So the Gemara now assumes that who might be the Tana who in square footage identifies with Rabbi Yochanan's requirement? Says the Gemara, Kerebi. He believes like Rebbe de Omar, Kol sukkah she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos is psula. So what I'm going to do is just read through the Gemara and do the mathematics first, and then, as I said, make some very interesting observations. What?
We're saying 16 square amos as well as 21.
Six. That's correct. So the Gemara says michte. Let us see. Let's examine this. Gavra da amsa yosef. A person, when they're seated, takes up one amma. Statement number 2. Kol shiyesh behekefo shloshat fachim, yesh bo rochav tefach. Anytime you have a circumference of 3 tefachim, so the diagonal is 1 tefach. It's a ratio of 3 to 1. Everybody points out that it's not precise. But okay, fine.
Close enough.
Close enough. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, betray Sarsagi. The sukkah should not have to be what? 20, should not have to be,
24.
Should not have to be, but right, what the Gemara assumed then is that if you have every single person taking up at least an amma, so then the sukkah has to be 24 amos wide. Asks the Gemara why.
What, 24 area?
Correct. Why would the circumference have to be 24? The Gemara assumes that yeah. You need Dalet al Dalet. No, he's challenging that you need Dalet al Dalet. Right. Dalet al Dalet, you would not need what? Why would you need 16? A square amma per person would be how much? 16 square amos. Right. So therefore you should only need, should they 16? Why would you need 24? Betray Sasagi. Answers the Gemara. Hani mili deigula. When is it exactly, a ratio of 3 to 1? That's in a plain circle. Avol diribua by its fei. But if the circle is inscribed by a square, then it needs a little more. So the Gemara asks, michte, how much? Kama meruba yoser arha eagle. How much is the area of the square greater than the circumference of a circle? Revia. It's a quarter more. So if that's the case, Mishit Sarsagi, you should only need 12. Okay, what's the mathematics here? What?
The square that goes around the circle, third more than the area of the
square. Right. So then, if you're talking about a square that's 4 by 4, the circle only needs what? 12. So then why would you need 24? So he says, no. Hani mili be'igul denafik migil rigav revua.
He says a quarter more, so if you have 12, so a quarter more 12 would be 16.
No, that was before it was tracer. All right, that's not right. Before it was 12, now it's 16. All right, b'shitzar is 16, shishosar. It's 16. So he says, no, hani mili be'igul denafik migav rivua. That's only when you have a circle that's on the
outside.
On the migav rivua, inside a circle. Ava rivua, ava rivua denafik migav igula, but if you have the square on the outside, Nidinafik migav igula vayitve mishumursha the karnasa. You need more area because of the corners that are added. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, let's figure out how much more we would need. Michte kol amsa beribua amsa utre chumsha be'alachsona. Every amma with the in a square is how much? Is 1 2/5
in
a diagonal. Okay, that's Tosis points out that it's really the square root of 2. It's not exactly precise again. So how much is it? Everybody has art school, so just read it off it and just because he explains it what it is. What is it? He says it gives you the diagrams and everything. He's very good at it. What does he say here? He says, this formula, which would dictate a 16-amma perimeter, suffices only for a circle which is inscribed in a square. But a square which is inscribed in a circle requires more because of the protrusion of the corners of the circle. So now the Gemara says, let's see how much. Kol amsa biribua, every amma of the side of a square, is amsa utrechum sha ba'alachsana, is an amma and two-fifths in diagonal of that square. So if that's the case, bishivzar, the sukkah should have been enough with a circumference of 16 and 4 fifths. 16 and 4 fifths. It's 17 less a fifth. That's the way he writes it. Bishivsar, nichei less chumsha. That's 16 and 4 fifths. So why did Rabbi Yochanan require 24 amos? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Lo da. He wasn't careful, wasn't precise. Asks the Gemara, Ema da amrino lo dak purta. A little you can say somebody is not medatek. But tuva mi amrino, to go from 16 and 4 fifths to 24, you're going to tell me he was imprecise? That's the reason why he has such a discrepancy? Mi amrino lo dak? Must be wrong. Amalei mar kashisha berei de rabchista le rabashi. Mi savrit gavra ba'amsa yasiv. You made a whole wrong assumption. Who said that a human being takes up an amma? Tlosa gavre bitarti amsa yasve. Three people can sit in a space of what? Of two ammas. Therefore, kama hevelahu. How big of a circumference was necessary? Shitzar. So that there would have been two-thirds of 24, right. Two-thirds of 24 people, which mean what? Only 16. That's what would come out according to Rabbi Yochanan. But ask the Gemara, Anan, Shitzar, Nechei Chumsha Be'ina. We need a little more. Based on the fact that we said that if you have a square, you know, inscribed by the, you need a little more because of the corners, so it comes out to 16 and 4 fifths. According to your calculation, Rabbi Yochanan, it's only 16. So what do you want to say? My dog. See, he wasn't careful. What's the difference, 16 versus 16 and 4 fifths? Says the Gemara, Ema da amrina lo dok lechumra. When can you say that an amira in the Gemara is not precise? When the Amora is giving a little more in excess of that which was required. So if the halacha was that you required 16 and 4 fifths, and he said 17, okay. But lekula vi amrina loydak, would you say that somebody, an Amora, Rabbi Yochanan, would say that what? That you are, he's imprecise in relationship to what? To being less than the halacha demanded? By being imprecise, you're offering an amount that is less than the sukkah actually required. You can't say lo duck for that. So, omale ravasi le ravashi. Leoilam davra ba'amsa yasiv. Really, a person occupies an entire amma. It's hard to understand what this machloikis is, you know, which one is it, just measure, you know, how much, that's a pretty big discrepancy. Do you need, does one person take an amma, or three people consider 2 ammas? So, liyayilam gavra b'amsa yas. The Rabbi Yochanan, so how did Rabbi Yochanan come up with his cheshbon? Makom gavri lo kachashiv. He wasn't talking about the people occupying the space within the sukkah. He spoke about having people sitting on the exterior of the sukkah. The sukkah has to have a large enough circumference so that if you were to see 24 people around the circumference on the outside of the sukkah, that would have been enough. The outside. Outside of the sukkah.
The
wall of the cookie
program
challenge. Yeah, it's like it. That's correct. It's like it. So the Rabbi Yochanan makom got kama hevelahu. So now, how much would this be? Tamni sari, 18. It would require 18. Why would it require 18? Singer, he described the small of us has a diameter of 6 amos. This sukkah has a diameter of 6 amos. Right, but how do you get 3 times 6? Okay. Correct. So therefore it would have to be 18. Ask the Gemara, but according to our calculations, all you needed is what? 16 and what? 4/5. B'shibsa nechi chamsha sagya. Answers to Gemara, hainu lo dak. That's just it. When you're talking about that you require 16 and 4/5, and he said 18, and he was going l'chumra, so Rav Yochanan is being a little more imprecise than he technically has to be, but his imprecision is l'chumra, because al pidin you need 16 and 4/5, and he said you need 18, so therefore that's what he said. L'chumra l'idak. Rabbanan de Kesa. Now this has nothing to do with the previous case. They're just making this statement about something, about something like Rabbi Yochanan said about 24 amos. Rabbanan de Kesari, the Amri Lo Daini de Kesari, Amri, Igula, de Nothik Nigavri Hua. River. Ribua dinafik migav igula palga. Okay? This is a separate statement. Namely, what did he say? What did they say? They said that a circle inscribed in a square has a circumference which is 1/4 less than the perimeter of the square. And a perimeter of a square which is inscribed in a circle is smaller than 1/2 the circumference of the circle which it is inscribed. Okay, everybody reading? Good, I hope you don't like it because the Gemara is going to say it's not true. This is what he says. The perimeter of a square which is inscribed in a circle is smaller by 1/2 than the circumference of the circle in which it is inscribed. And then the Gemara says, Velayhi, it's not true. The Hakachazina, the Lahavik Kulayhai, because everybody measured and it's not that. Okay? So Tosfos and other Rishonim wanted to know, how could the Rabbanan de Beit Kesari make such a big mistake? And there's a whole discussion of that. Okay. Very nice. So everybody has the math down? So you'll be taken to geometry regions tomorrow. Excellent. Yes?
The area, how that ratio is the inner square is 2, and the ratio is the inner square of the circle and the outer square 2 to pi 4. Basically, the inner square is 1/2 the area of the outer square.
So then why did the Gemara just reject it? If what you're saying is so logical. Okay. Okay. Fine. Very nice. Okay. Now let's see what's happening in this sugya. The major point of contention and the question that has to be raised is Rabbi Yochanan's position at the very outset. We have seen a Gemara on many occasions that there is a halacha which we learn out from psuk. Basukos, basukos, basukos. What did we learn out from basukos, basukos, basukos? We learned out what? Either you held like Rabbi Shimon, that you held yesh ein lemikra, you dash in a pasuk based on the way it's read, in which case there are six something sukkahs. Basukas is written, and even though it's not written in the plural with the vav, we sound it. So therefore, there are six references. One word is needed for the mitzvah of sukkah. Therefore, how many walls did you need? Four. Comes along Allah from the Sinai and says the fourth wall can be a better. The Tanakhama, the Chachamim, said no. Yesh ein la masoret. You darshan a pasuk based on the way the word is written, not the way it's read. Once the word is written with a vav, twice it's written chaser, and therefore you wind up with an aggregate total of four. You drop one of the chasers to let you know that there is a mitzvah of sukkah, you're left with three walls. So all you need is three walls. Comes along the halacha Moshe Mishnah and says the third wall can be a tefach. We've seen this 5,000 times. Ask, we show you. How come you couldn't be mashu a sukkah without any walls? Around sukkah doesn't have any walls.
Well,
has one continuous wall. It has walls. But it's one continuous wall. Where are three walls? Where are the three walls that you need minimally for a sukkah? Where are they? And it's an eyes and a kasha. It's a very good kasha. And the answer, which is given by consensus, is as follows. That apparently Rav Yochanan believes that the Gzeres HaKasuv is not telling me that you need walls. You need these number of sides enclosed. It's not that you need walls. The Gzeres HaKasuv, Basukas, or Basukas, the way you darshan it according to Rabbi Shimon, or according to the Chachamim, is telling you how many sides of four sides in which you normally deal with, how many sides have to be enclosed in order to make a sukkah. So Rabbi Shimon says that one, that I need all four sides enclosed. On one of the sides, you can deal with the tefach. The Chachamim said you need two sides enclosed, and on the third side, you have a tefach. So if you don't really need well-defined walls, all you need is to enclose the area to which that side is exposed. So now when you're in a sukkah in the round, so let's assume our two complete walls will be this wall and that wall. So the sukkah starts going here, it's going to have to be a complete sukkah. Sukkah starts going here, it's going to have to be a complete. As soon as it starts making its turn into the third side, all you would need is what? Is one tefach. That's the consensus of opinion according to Rabbi Yochanan. The proof which some offer to support and buttress Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that you don't need al-pidin actual number of walls. But the point is just to enclose the area, is based on the discussion which we had previously, that the psul of ta'aseh v'loy in al-asui doesn't apply to the funnels, only applies to tzchak. That the halacha that you have to make your sukkah l'shein mitzvah sukkah, and it cannot be made automatically. That psul only applies to the tzchak. It does not apply to a dofa. Inference that if it doesn't apply to a dofa, why doesn't it apply to a dofa? Because I don't need a dofa. I don't need a dofa. And I will give you an illustration where there is a Gemara that claims that where the Torah explicitly requires walls, a halacha does not apply if it's in the round. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra. Kuf Samach Dalid Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa writes, Bayit Ogul Eino Mitame Binigayim. Here is the halacha. The Torah tells us in Parshas Nitzoyim that when you get into Eretz Yisrael, Kisavo El Aretz, Asher Aminu Yisrael Nacham Achuzah, so if you will notice a nega in your house, right? Kanega Nirali Vavoyz. On two occasions, the Torah uses the word kirot. Once the Torah says, Vihine Hanega b'kirot habayis. And then the second time, Torah says, v'hine pasa. It spread. Pasa hanega b'kirot habayis. Kirot is two. Twice kirot is four walls. Therefore, the Braisa writes that in order to apply the halacha tumas negayim of nega batim, the house has to have four walls. If you have a house in the round, it can have every classic simon of nega, whatever it is. You know, you rock, rock, host, adam, do most, whatever it is. Red, green, whatever it is. It's not the time, so much to go. Why? Because it's not kibot. So there, the Torah emphasizes you need kibot. By us, the Torah doesn't say, basukas, basukas, you have to have it a wall. Basuka means what? You know, protection, or an enclosure that is offering protection. So the debate whether you paskin yesh ein l'mikra or yesh ein l'masoren is only to determine how many sides exposed to the elements have to be enclosed. But it is not to tell me that you actually need a wall. This, Rabotai, runs against the chidush of Rav Chaim that we said two blocks earlier, and we used it for a block and a half, distinguishing between the role of mechitza by sukkah versus the role of mechitza by where? By Shabbos.
Correct.
By Shabbos, Rav Chaim pointed out that the role of the wall is not to be a daita. What is the role of the wall? The role of the wall is just to serve as a demarcation line, a siman. That here is the Rishus Harabim. Within this demarcation line is the Rishus Hayav. Therefore, Rav Chaim said that in relationship to Shabbos, you have Rishonim, and I showed it to you inside, that at times we will rely on what's called a Tzuas HaPesach. And that's it. Just putting up a Tzuas HaPesach. Or in relationship to what? To the wells. What did we learn last time? The Pasi Beiros. Just the posts, and that's it. Because when you create the outline, a post here, a post there, a post there, it generally creates an indication that the area has been separated from what? From the outside. But in relationship to sukkah, we've been claiming that's not the halakha of sukkah. Sukkah requires a daipa. Sukkah requires a wall. And if it requires a daipa, under those circumstances, we measure it by normal classic rules of what? Of dipanos. That we will apply the halakha of lavud, if it's so on and so forth. What emerges from Rabbi Yochanan then is that even in relationship to the mitzvah of sukkah, there is no real halakha of daipa. It's just enclosure, but it doesn't have to constitute halakhically a real mechitza, a real wall. Therefore, even if it's missing the number of walls according to Rabbi Yochanan, it still happens to be kosher. So then, what would emerge then is undoubtedly, this is Rabbi Yochanan would represent an enormous difference in understanding the role of walls in relationship to a sukkah than anything we have seen up until now. Up until now. That's point number one. Point number two. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan is the author of this statement makes it very significant for Bali Halacha. If you were to look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit under the section of Halacha, there is a lengthy discussion about trying to give us some of the rules of Psak Halacha. And the rule is in relationship to Rabbi Yochanan that any time Rabbi Yochanan argues with any Amora until Abaye and Rava, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. He can argue with anybody. Rabbi Yochanan was first century Palestinian Talmud Amora, first century. He's the first, actually, no, it's the second century, but it's the first generation of Amoraim. But he was not Talmud Bavli, he was Chachma Yerushalmi. His Torah was brought to Bavel by Rav. That's why over Rav Yochanan over Rav, you find that thousands of times. Because Rav initially studied in Eretz Yisrael with Rav Yudah Hanasi and Sipol Rei, and he heard Rav Yochanan, I have to say, and Rav brought Rav Yochanan's Torah to Bavel. But the halacha is, like Rav Yochanan, every place, except in three places where he argues with Rish Lakish. Right? Three places he passed like Rish Lakish. This ain't one of the three. And first of all, Rish Lakish himself didn't say anything. So he's got no Baba Keshbar. So now the question is, first of all, just to know, why is it only until the time of Abai and Rava? What suddenly switched the time of Abai and Rava that we will no longer accept Rav Yochanan's authority? What happened then? Because, and this is an important rule, that after Abaye and Rava, they introduced another criteria called Hilchos HaKibas Ra'ah. That beginning with Abaye and Rava, the halacha was like the latter day authority. The thinking was that if you have somebody in the third century who said something, and now somebody in the fourth century is aware what the third century Amora said, and nonetheless decided to disagree, he must have known something that the 3rd century Amora wasn't aware of. And therefore, after Rava and Abaye, we pass Hilchos HaKibas Ra'ah. And that's why, for example, you know, whenever Rav Ashi enters the picture, I was like Rav Ashi, what is nobody after him? Ravid and Rav Ashi, sorry, Marah. But until Rava and Abaye, who were in the middle of the, in the 4th century, 340, 350, on the halacha, you had to know who the Amora was, who he was arguing with, to determine who his Bar Kokhta was, to know what the halacha is. So the halacha is Rav Yochanan, Chalashat. So the Rishayim now have a dilemma. Who are we going to pass him like over here? Are we going to accept Acherim's point of view, who was lumped in the previous group of Abayin, who said that what? That a sukkah is a round puzzle, or are we going to accept Rav Yochanan that if it has a certain circumference, it's Kshera? And that questioned many Balei Halacha. So the truth is, if you look at the Rif, the Rambam, they all paskin against Rav Yochanan that a sukkah in the round is puzzle. The question is why? So there are several explanations offered why. Explanation number one, that hold on a second. Okay, question number two. If Rav Yochanan is identified in our Gemara like who? Who does the Gemara associate Rav Yochanan with? Rebbe. No, the halacha is like Rebbe, so then everybody should pass him by a rectangular sukkah, square sukkah. How much do you need? Dalal Azal. And yet everybody pass him. All you need is Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. But that's Rav Yochanan. But that's Rav Yochanan. So here are several answers. Answer number one is that Rebbe, if you want to take up this last issue, Rebbe, number one, was dismissed. Because if you remember last week, Rebbe was presented as part of a pattern. What pattern was Rebbe presented as part of, which Rav Yochanan is now identified with? That what? Yirat Teva. Correct. And we reject that. We don't paskin that Sukkah has to be a Yirat Teva. We say it should be just the opposite. Leave us alone. Therefore, the Shita, now aligned with Rav Yochanan, has been rejected. And as a result, a repaskin that a sukkah can only has to be Zion al Zion, only has to be Zion al Zion. But that doesn't really directly invalidate what? A sukkah that's in the round. That's only indirect. Because our Gemara says that a sukkah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is kosher, if it what? If it what? Can seat 24 people. The Gemara associated that with who? With Rebbe. So in theory, Rabotai, we could have split outside. What do I mean we could have split outside? We could have said that we will allow a round sukkah. Because after all, we don't paskin that you need Dilas Keva. Acherim says that a sukkah in the round is possible because it's Dilas Keva. So we could reject that. So in theory, what could we have been machir? A sukkah in the round, that's what?
Much smaller.
A sukkah that would be the equivalent of Zion al Zion squared. But is there anybody who says that such a sukkah in the round is okay? No. Because even Rabbi Yochanan, who said that a sukkah in the round is kosher, said that how big did it have to be to seat 24 people? And that's Rabbi's opinion. So therefore, answer number one, why don't we accept Rabbi Yochanan? The answer is, since Rabbi Yochanan himself put a provision that it had to be capable of seating 24 people, which is now associated with Rebbe's opinion, and now we've rejected Rebbe's opinion because Rebbe requires Dirat Keva, and we reject it. So therefore, we have no Amoraic source that is willing to accept a smaller sukkah. In theory, had there been another Amora who would be willing to make a split decision, I would be happy to have a round sukkah. And the round sukkah should be big enough to be the comparison of what? Of a square which is Zion from I can accept it. It is true. There isn't such an amara. Therefore, this opinion got accepted lahalacha because of the fact that Abaye had lumped him together with the Diras Keva Pad. That's answer number one provided by some Rishayim. Answer number two. And the reason why you need answer number two is based on the Baal Amor, who said, and I mentioned this last week, that just because, correct, precisely, just because you might reject the overall theory of Rabbi Akiva, doesn't mean that any of the individual guys are what? Are not correct. Just because, Rabbi decided to lump them all together. So just because you're going to throw out the bath, doesn't mean you have to throw out the baby too. Because there is a possibility of what? Of accepting some of the individual's pieces, despite the fact that I throw out the overarching theory. Therefore, the Baal Amor would say, okay, I can paskin you against, you don't need Diras Keva. But nonetheless, who can I paskin like? Like Rebbe, you're going to sukkah. Has to be Dalal Al Dal for a different reason. So therefore, they don't like the first answer. For this reason, other Rishonim quote a second answer. Because of the preponderance of Amoraim, who paskin that Zion Al Zion is acceptable. I will give you three Amoraim and the dot upon which it's found. The first time we came across was Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak of Gimel Amid Aleph. You can check it. The second Amora is a Tezayin Amid Aleph is Rav Huna. He will say that a sukkah only has to be Tezayin Al Zayin. The third Amora is the name of Rav Ami on Tezayin Amid Beis. He will say once again that a sukkah only has to be Tezayin Kvach Al Zayin Kvach. So sometimes when you have an explosion of Amoraim, who happens to be, not just Rav Yochanan against one guy, but he's fighting like an army of Amoraim who disagree with him, therefore that was a second indication to some who showed him that even though under ordinary circumstances we pass him like Rav Yochanan, here ignore Rav Yochanan, pass him against him, and therefore they will pass him that a sukkah in the round is possible. That's the second answer. Point number three. Taisvis in Bava Basra asks the following question, challenging a Gemara based on our statement of Rabbi Yochanan. There is a Mishnah in Bava Basra that tells us that if you sell a piece of property to somebody else, Hamoicher kas alechaveroi almenas sheyekever. Okay? I sell a piece of property to somebody, and the person tells me, I am buying this property from you for the express purpose of using it as a grave. And no stipulation was made how much karka has to be sold. Says the Mishnah, you have to award the buyer at least shisha tfach, at least six tfach. Okay? At least six tfach. That's what the Mishnah in Bava Basra says. Our daf, give you the daf right now. The daf is Kuf Amud Beis. And on the top of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, Taisus, Bedivar Amasas Varachvan, Taisus quotes Al Gemara and asks, quotes Rabbi Yochanan, and tell me what do you think Taisus kashes? According to Rabbi Yochanan's original statement, what do you think Taisus is going to do to challenge the Mishnah? No? What?
It's too small.
Too small! Why? The person himself occupies an alma. An alma is 5 foot. And how about a little room for the aron, asks Tysonis? And the fact that you can need a little more to get the person in. To get the person in. Into a grave.
I'm not sure how they... What we're talking about, our...
That's Tosis' answer. Tosis answers, whoever said that a human being, when he's standing or lying down, occupies an alma, the only position in which the person occupies an alma is in the seated position. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says Tosis in Bava Basra was careful to say, or the Gemara says, Michtei Gavra da'amsa yasiv. A person, when seated, occupies an amma. But, when a person is lying down flat, as the way a mace normally is, it's much less than an amma. Therefore, there's no contradiction. The Mishnah can award the buyer 6 tfachim, which is enough to have some, enough room for an elrom, enough room for the person. Now, the whole Tosfos' kasha is a little unusual because he's asking it based on an assumption that you need an aron. Right? In the time of the Mishnah, they didn't bury an aron. The Mishnah is so easy to understand. Why would you need 6 tfachim? Because if a person, even if the person is an alma and an alma got chamisha tfachim, so fine. So you need an extra tefach just to get the legal of it. But to put them in, but that's the way you do in Eretz Yisrael today. They don't bury in Aronot. It's buried directly in the ground. But it is Tosfos who operates from his perspective. Tosfos and operates from his perspective that what? That you need that you need an Aron, because the Bali Tosfos always buried in their communities, in European communities. That's why Tosfos was pretty upset with, pretty upset. Yeah, we weren't here last week.
Oh.
There was no call. It was my fault. It should have had it in an email or something.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah. That's the point number 3. Also, listen to this. Tosfos gives another answer. I made a mistake. The answer which you gave is the answer which the Aruch Laner presents. That there's a difference between sitting and different. Tosfos himself says, I'm quoting now, V'yesh loimar, shidafka im hulavush. That's when you need an amma, because of your clothing. Avol meis nikbar orum. But a mace is going to be buried, you know, just with the shroud, with the takrich, and that's not going to take up a... So Tosis claims that it's nothing to, that even the lying position, it occupies an hour. The only difference is that you, if you take off all your clothing, you need less space. But it's the Aruch HaNer who says that he makes the difference between shechiva and amida. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue. There won't be a share next week in 2 weeks. And the next couple of block are unbelievably great, great sukkahs. Sukkahs Ganvach, it's a tremendous sukkah, and then the sukkah of Mitzvah Babavera, Tosis quotes next, whether you need Bailuch for sukkah. Incredibly good sukkahs. Good sukkahs. Mm-hmm.